Your first factory. Women who worked 10 hours a day pickling coils of wire and hydrochloric acid, making weapons for soldiers who may have to fight 24 hours a day, don't have much time to talk to visitors. An airplane factory. Women making planes from nose to tail. A great long shed like some of the American factories. Riveting, noisier than transatlantic static on a bad night. You speak to the manager of a tank factory. They employ women crane operators, table assemblers, welders, millers, and even have them run the big hydraulic presses. The boss tells you that the women are often superior to men doing the same jobs, especially eager, taking pride in their work. In a factory that makes insulated cable, you talk with a woman who handles hot copper ingots weighing 70 pounds off a conveyor. In a marine boiler shop, you lunch with grimy welders, cutters, grinders, and drillers, two-thirds of them women. The canteen is bustling, and the workers listen attentively over the loudspeaker to a talk by a woman member of parliament, Miss Ellen Wilkinson.